Faculty and staff. The faculty and staff for the new school were quickly assembled. Ellen White, at the General Conference in Washington, had urged that C.W. Irwin, for 8 years the principal of the Avondale School in Australia, be released from his work there and kept on in the States to head the new college. Church leaders concurred in this, and Professor Irwin stayed by, ready to head the new school when a site was found and school could begin. The editor of the Signs of the Times, Elder Oscar Tate, a man of broad experience, was prevailed upon to become Bible teacher. Others, seasoned and capable men and women, were drawn in. When school opened on Wednesday, September 29, 50 students were ready to begin classes. The dedication of the new college on that day, with services held in the dance hall, which could seat 200, was an impressive and joyous occasion. Ellen White was there and was one of the speakers. In her 20-minute address, she said, "There is a time coming when God will let it be understood that His people are preferred before transgressors, and we need to stand in a position where it can be seen that our dependence is upon God. Then the Lord will open ways before us that we do not now discern, ways by which He will exalt and honor us. I believe we have seen this in the case of our school location." She reviewed briefly the experience and attempts to secure the Buena Vista property, then continued, "During the time of waiting, I did not feel discouraged. I felt that the Lord knew all about our perplexities and our needs. When I would kneel before Him in prayer, I would say, 'Lord, You know all about it. You know we have done what we could to secure a school property. You know that our plans have been broken up. We have waited long. Now, Lord, give us the place that we should have.' And when the word came that this place was found, I said, 'The Lord has prepared the way for us.' We are very grateful to the Lord of hosts for this possession, for we have here just what we hope to have in the Buena Vista estate. God wanted us here, and He has placed us here. I was sure of this as I came upon these grounds. The Lord designed this place for us, and it has been the work of His providence that has brought it into our possession." And indeed, all recognized that the Lord had done just that.